each of the last 2 years.
Hey, we've got Doug ready.
Cool. Well, let's go to the hotline right now and talk with Doug Brodus from BleacherReport.com. Doug, how you doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
Oh, doing well. Well, we've got the tournament set, and looking over the tournament, Chris Kane and I were sitting here looking at some of the 12-5 matchups, and there could be some upsets we see.
Well, definitely, and that's one of those that is kind of the one of the popular ones to watch, because it seems like over the years that really has cropped up as one of the places where upsets do happen. So, yeah, I think you definitely have some interesting possibilities in this year's 5-12.
I think when you look at the 5-12s, two games that really I think could be fun games and you could see a 12 move on would be the Ole Miss-Wisconsin game and then the Oregon-Oklahoma State game. I like Oregon and Ole Miss in those two games.
I think you definitely have some real possibilities. And from that standpoint, the Ole Miss-Wisconsin game I think is going to be very interesting because you talk about a clash of styles. You have the wide-open, full-throttle game of Ole Miss, and you have to grind it out, you know, in-your-face toughness of Wisconsin. And so definitely will be an interesting one to watch there.
Doug, seeding yesterday was talked about, especially when Miami was given the number 2 seed. First time outright ACC winner and tournament winner, and the ACC was given a 2 and not a 1. What did you think about the seeding with Kansas, Louisville, Gonzaga, and Indiana getting the number 1s?
Well, I think that I didn't have any problem with those teams other than the fact that I think that Miami, based on what they did in the total season, and as you said, they won both the regular season conference championship and then also the tournament championship, and so I'm not sure how you leave them out of that. I guess the only thing that I can consider is that there was at least a somewhat of an influence on long-term tournament resume. But it shouldn't be that. It should be about what's happening in 2012-2013.
Doug, were you surprised that Kansas got a number 1 seed?
No, I think that they kind of they were in that place where as teams dropped, they were ready because other than that rough patch that they had, that 3 games that just puzzled everybody, I think that they played very well, and they really haven't done much other than win ball games since that point. And they were very impressive in the Big 12 tournament. And I do believe, even though the party line or the official statement is a whole body of work, I think the whatever happens most recent really helps you. And that's where even I think Ohio State got a little bit of a bump up into being a number 2 because of how they looked in the Big 10 tournament.
Doug Brodus from BleacherReport.com joining us on The Zone. And, Doug, when you look over this entire field, what's one game that really stands out to you that fans should really tune into?
Well, I think that when you get down to some of the later games in the South region, I think you really have some fantastic matchups because you could be looking at a Kansas versus a Virginia Commonwealth. You could be looking at Florida versus Georgetown. Those can be some very, very good games. And so from that standpoint, I think the South region is going to have the most high-quality games just if things play out normally. But obviously we know that that's not going to be the case. And so from that standpoint, there's going to be some other really, really good matchups as we go through.
Doug, we've talked throughout the season just about how wide open this year's field is, more than in recent memory we're saying. In the last 3 years, only 2 number 1 seeds have made the Final 4. If there's one number 1 seed, or if there's not, you can say that too, that you expect to make the Final 4 this year, which one would you pick?
If I was down to one, I would still say that Indiana is going to be my team. You know, the thing that they did this year is when they jumped up to that number 1, they got beat a couple of those times. Plus, they lost their only game in the Big Ten tournament. I still think that you player for player, team for team, they're the best of the 4. That doesn't mean they're playing the best, but I think they are that. And so, I started before there was a game played this year, saying the two best teams in the country were going to be Indiana, Louisville. I think it's still that. And so, from that standpoint, if I'm left with one, I'll say Indiana, but I definitely would still say Indiana, Louisville.
Doug Brodus from the BleacherReport.com joining us on The Zone. Doug, Florida, they had a tough time and ended up losing to Ole Miss in the SEC championship game. They are a 3 seed taking on Northwestern State. Is this Florida team, are they as legit as people have thought throughout the season?
I think that they've had some moments where they're a little puzzling. But the thing that at least has impressed me about them is that they've always been known as an offensive-oriented team, but this year their defense has really stepped up. And so from that standpoint, they have both ends of the court covered. They don't have a major weakness from that standpoint, but it does seem like that they have had games, just like the game against Ole Miss over the weekend, that things just go flat. And so from that standpoint, I do think that they're a very good team, could make a deep run. Like I said, they could make it to the Elite Eight, and I wouldn't be surprised by that.
Doug, give me some of the smaller schools, or at least one or two, that you're thinking could make a run. You hear St. Louis, obviously Butler and VCU we've heard about in the past, but St. Louis has gotten a lot of play this year. Is that one of the teams you're looking at for maybe a smaller school that could make a run in this tournament?
Well, the selection committee did not do St. Louis any favors, because after the first round, we're assuming that they might beat New Mexico State. They potentially would be either facing Oklahoma State or Oregon, and then if they win there, then probably Louisville. And so I'd like to think that St. Louis would be one of those teams that could or would make a deep run, but they've got an awfully difficult run as far as a path to get to, as far as that goes. I think that you look at some of the other teams, in the other areas, like in the East. You mentioned Butler. I haven't done my bracket yet, so I haven't decided this. But as much as I have a total respect for Brad Stevens, and I think that any game he's coaching, that team is in. But I think it'll be interesting to see, even in that first round, their matchup against Bucknell, because I think Bucknell is one of those programs. They've knocked off some big teams over the past years, and I think that they're right there. They could be a team that makes a little bit of a run, because even though no disrespect to teams like Marquette or Illinois or even Miami, that would be one of those crazy, crazy things if a Bucknell gets past Butler and then wins a couple games beyond that.
You know, I'm looking at the two seeds in Duke and Ohio State, and, you know, Duke seems like they might have the tougher road to get through to get to the Elite Eight and Final Four. Ohio State is the two seed at 26-7. Just talk about, you know, what they've gotten, you know, the strength of schedule to get them as that two seed, because there for a little while they were struggling in the Big Ten.
Yeah, they definitely have come around and really come on in the last part of their schedule. And from that standpoint, they beat, you know, some of the solid teams, but they had, you know, they had some losses early on. But I think Ohio State, if you're looking at the easiest of the four regions, I think that the West definitely plays into that, because you look up the teams that Ohio State would have to beat. You have New Mexico, you have Arizona. But, you know, those teams are, you know, I don't think those are teams that Ohio State is going to be worried much about. And so those are the kind of teams that would stand in their way of getting on to about the Elite Eight. And so I don't think that Ohio State has nearly the difficult path that some of the other number twos, and you had mentioned, do.
We got Doug Brodess joining us from BleacherReport.com. And, Doug, we hear of all these different fun ways and unique ways of people selecting their brackets. You know, it's not a science. It's something that I think you have a chance to win the lottery twice before you get a perfect bracket, statistically speaking. So it always comes down to a girl picking, a little second-grade girl picking her favorite colors on teams. Do you go through and just make a fun bracket that you kind of just – for the heck of it, and then one serious one, or do you just fill out one bracket? Are you one of those guys who fills out one bracket and that's it?
I am a one-bracket guy, and it's not because I think there's anything wrong with all the different ways that people do it. I just find that I do better if I just kind of go with one thought, one process, and I do with that. And so from that standpoint, I take that. I may enter them or kind of use them in different ways, but I do one bracket. And so I guess I'm not a new school guy, more old school as far as that goes.
Doug Brodess from BleacherReport.com joining us on the Zone. And, hey, real quick before we let you go, I want to talk about Gonzaga. A lot of folks still don't believe that they're a number one seed. Their strength of schedule this year was 76, but their RPI was number 7 in the country. Just talk about them as a one seed.
Well, I think that they're a team that, first of all, you have to respect their front court, because Kelly Olynyk and Elias Harris are about as good of a combo up front as anybody has. I think that they are both strong inside, but they also are diverse from the standpoint of being able to step out and hit some shots. I think they also have good perimeter players. Kevin Pangos, Gary Bell Jr. are very good. And so from that standpoint, they're another team that really doesn't have a weakness on one side of the court or the other. And the other part is, I think Mark Few is a great coach. And so from that standpoint, while he has not made it to a Final Four up till now, I think that he has some good tournament experience, and I don't think that he makes a whole lot of coaching mistakes, in which sometimes it's just not, don't make a whole lot of mistakes, and things are going to be okay.
Doug Brodus from the BleacherReport.com. Doug, we appreciate your time.
Hey, let's do it again.
Thank you, sir. And, boy, I tell you, he's got great insight on the NCAA tournament. When you're going to pick your bracket, if there's an upset that you want to pick, I think you read Bleacher Report first.
I think it's a good idea, especially if you want to pick a good upset, because these guys look into that. You know, nowadays, everyone wants to find that upset. Everyone wants to make sure they pick the upset, the right one, because it's bound to happen. It's going to happen. And you want to make sure it doesn't break your or bust your bracket early on, because that's no fun, especially if your national champion goes out in the first two rounds. It'll make for a miserable March Madness, especially if you're in an office pool.